Thanks for tuning into the Jasmine Star Show today. I hope you are having a wonderful day or night or afternoon, wherever in the world you're tuning in from. Hello. As some of you may or may not know, I am often given the honor to speak at conferences, masterminds, on podcasts, on panels. And each time, my presentations are different based on the audience I'm speaking to. Today's episode is one such conference. So I had the opportunity to teach Park Lane Jewelry Stylist how to build a personal brand on social media. In this keynote, you'll learn how social media has evolved and how to change with it and how to create a brand experience on social media and the top three social media platforms stylists should be focusing on in 2021. Regardless, if you are a stylist, I really use my journey and my story on every free social platform to empower me to learn from one platform and then apply it to the next thing. So regardless of where you are on your journey, you might be thinking, oh, I'm joining LinkedIn too late. I'm too late to the Instagram bandwagon. Facebook has already passed me by. Whatever you want to say, that's fine. I'm going to be talking about how each iteration of my business was using whatever free tools that I had. And then it taught me on what I could do on the next social platform because friends, the next social platform is coming. I know you are going to get a ton of value listening to this brand new content. So let's listen on this keynote. Why, hello, Park Lane. I am so excited to be here, but I'm more excited to kind of floss my beautiful accessories today. I just wanted to pop in and express gratitude for being here, and I'm about to share my screen. So let's get this party started. Welcome to How to Build a Brand That Sparkles. Now, I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. You can download your workbook at jasminestar.com/Park Lane Jewelry Workbook. That way you could take notes, stay on track, and ensure we are on the same page. Now, I have to say thank you. Thank you for having me back. This is the second opportunity that I have to connect with you, and it's such an honor to be able to talk about things that really move the needle in my life. Sure, we're going to be talking about building a brand, and sure, we're going to be talking about marketing, but more than anything, the thing that truly lights me up is ensuring people like you are not just building a business you love, but you're building a life that serves your business and gives you something to fall more in love with. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar, my name is Jasmine Starr, and I am a photographer and business strategist, and I'm located in Newport Beach, California. I am the first generation college student, a first generation Latina, and a daughter of an immigrant. I'm very proud of coming from a family who came to this country and value the opportunity for no limits, business building, dream building. And I'm so happy that my parents set the course of my life to change, because now what I have the opportunity to stand and do and say is that regardless of the odds stacked against you, regardless if you come from connections, money, education, that the opportunities for you are limitless. I started having this conversation with my husband, who's now my business partner, and I was at this juncture in my life. I had just dropped out of law school. My mom had a relapse of brain cancer, and it forced me to reconcile what I wanted to actually do with my life. I was doing something. I was going to law school because I felt like it was the right thing to do. But was it the right thing to do for me? And he asked me, if you could do one thing for the rest of your life and be happy, what would it be? I said, I dream of being a photographer. To which he replied, but you don't own a camera. Well, on January 1st, 2006, I unwrapped my first camera. Now, before anybody thinks that I was gonna be like this profound photographer, it was, you know, a camera that you can get at like Best Buy. But to me, it was the opportunity and a symbol that I could do something I truly believed I was capable of, even if I was just getting started. Speaking of getting started, I didn't have money for a website. I didn't know how to start a business. And so I decided to start a blog. And this blog was simply to document the journey of me starting a business and me becoming a photographer. I was basically just putting out content explaining why I wanted to do what I wanted to do. And lo and behold, when I, you know, started becoming a photographer and other photographers were kind of like, what is Jasmine doing starting a blog? How is a blog going to be something that builds your business? See, what you need is, and then they listed all of these things that I needed to build a business. And maybe you feel the same way. Maybe there's a bunch of people telling you all the things that you need. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you about the framework. Now, I am not going to say, I had a blog in 2006 and you need a blog in 2022. Like, no, I'm not saying that. I'm going to walk you through the lessons I learned with each iteration of social media, each iteration of free resources for us to build a business. So in 2006, I started a blog and people are like, how are you actually going to use a blog? And how is that going to build your business? Well, I actually want to read to you how forthcoming the blog was. This is written on February 6, 2006. So here begins an online journal of where I'm headed. I need to document the detours and pit stops along this mangled and gnarled photographic path. I'm writing to never forget the humble beginnings of my great future and celebrate my mistakes. I've maintained that making a mistake sooner rather than later is always a good thing. Now, I wrote this at the start of what I hoped would be my career. I actually, if I look back at that, I'm like, oh, do you think that clients would trust you after writing something like that? Do you think that clients would know you after writing something like that? Well, lo and behold, one of my very first clients found me by way of a blog. Now, blogs were before social media, but blogs were early social media. It was you having the opportunity to express yourself and get people to trust you. This couple trusted me. I had no experience. I had no education. I started off with a brand new camera. I didn't have any lenses or memory cards. For all intents and purposes, I didn't know what I was doing. And yet, this was the first people to ever trust me on the back of a free blog. So, when we talk about building a brand, what did I learn from blogging? Not saying you should blog, but let me teach you what I learned from that. Is that the power of creating searchable content. Ways for people to find you online. Now, searchable content for us in these days, if you would like to have a blog, go right ahead because Google can index that for search engine optimization. But there's also different ways to have somebody find and search your company. You can use hashtags on Instagram. That's a great searchable feature. Now, the question that I have for you is, are you creating content that is searchable? Now, moving from like my first foray in the business world of creating a blog, I realized that when I created a blog, there was one person coming to the blog and reading it. And then another person coming to the blog and reading it. Now, it was coming from one direction. Now, in 2008, 2009, things changed. Blogging was starting to change the form and really becoming social. So this was the first foray for myself to really understand what social media was. Now, I started understanding the one-to-one connection. Instead of one person coming here, it was one person meeting to another person on Facebook and Twitter. Now, in this time, I'm thinking, who cares what I'm doing during the day? Like, who cares what I'm eating for breakfast? Who cares about my business? But I think it was the wrong mindset. That was one of the things I was learning, is that if I kept on asking, who cares what I post, nobody would. But if I started caring about what other people cared about and creating content, we could create conversations. And conversations became a game changer. But I have to say, I totally did it, like, wrong, right? Because in the beginning, in 2008, I was just talking about myself. Like, this is an early Facebook post. Jasmine Starr is Mary wrapping gifts. Jasmine Starr is trying to figure out what I should order for brunch. Now, you can clearly see, nobody's commenting, nobody's liking. There's really nothing to say. Jasmine Starr is chilling with her best friends. Again, no likes, no comments, no sharing. Why? I was creating content that was about me. I wasn't creating content that was about my future customers. So, the thing that I learned was that the art of engagement really occurred when I stopped caring about my life and started asking others about theirs. Now, what I see a lot of people who are selling online, they're more concerned about what they want to sell, how their jewelry appears, and how they're growing their team. But I have to tell you, the art of engagement, what I learned to really empower my business was I need to start caring about what other people cared about. As a result of caring about what other people cared about, I was able to grow a Facebook page of 282,000 people. On Twitter, I was able to grow over 100,000 people on Twitter. Not because I was sharing about my life, I was sharing content to help business owners build their business. Now, I showed you examples of what I was doing wrong. But if you go to these pages today, you'll understand that the content I'm putting out has to do with how can I help, empower, educate, or entertain my followers. So this leads us to really focusing on branding tip number two, and that's to create personal connections. I learned how to create personal connections early on Facebook and on Twitter. So that was a lesson that I learned. The less I talked about myself and the more I talked about how my business helps or serves others, things became a major game changer. Now, in 2009, I was voted one of the top photographers in the world. Now, this is coming off the back of a person who started a blog in 2006 and started my business officially in 2007. So in the matter of 2.5 years, I went from never owning a camera to being one of the most sought after photographers. And that begs the question, why? I wasn't even that good. But what I realized was that I was good at creating connections with people, then that created demand. Because I didn't have an education, I didn't have money, I didn't have resources, and I didn't have connections. I didn't have all of the things that people would look at and be like, well, certainly you're gonna create a successful business. And I don't know about you. I don't know if you happen to be watching this right now and you can come up with like, well, I really don't know how to get my business off the ground. Like, I don't have money. Like, I don't have the resources. Although Park Lane offering this event is a major resource. Let's clap them up. Okay. But you might also be sitting here and being like, I don't have connections. Well, I am saying that there are people like you and like me who are a bunch of have-nots, and yet we can make things happen. For all intents and purposes, I had no business starting a business, but I was successful at the business because I built a brand. And that is what I want to shout from the mountaintops. That's why I'm so honored to be here at Park Lane to be like, listen, there's a bunch of people who could take a little bit and make magic with it. So if we're talking about building a brand and if we're talking about this being a differentiating factor, like, let's just be real. Many people right now on this call are selling the same thing. They're selling necklaces and they're selling earrings and they're all the same thing. Theoretically, I can buy the same necklace or earrings from one or 1,000 different people. Why would I buy it from you? That is what a brand is. Empowering me, the consumer, to choose one person to buy the thing that I want. Now, Seth Godin defines a brand as a set of expectations, memories, stories, and relationships that taken together account for a consumer's decision to choose one service over another. I am a consumer and I'm going to choose to buy from you or somebody else at Park Lane based on what? How cute you are, how rich you are, how witty, how many viral videos you have? No, I am going to choose to buy from one, you, or 1,000 other people based on expectations, stories, experiences that I have with you, experiences that you can create online for free. Essentially, like, I grew up in the hood, and the hood version of a brand is what somebody says about you when you walk out of the room. My question to you is, what are people saying about you when you're not in the room? What are people talking about to their friends, to their family member, based on something that you had posted out on stories or on a post, or perhaps you went live and you were so uncomfortable and you worried nobody would show up? What are people saying about you then? That is going to be the thing that moves the needle in your sales. What people say and the experiences you create. So I have great news. You don't need money and you don't need a lot of experience. And you don't need to be like talented by the world's standards. Like, you don't need to tap dance or sing or play an instrument to be effective at sales. You don't need an education and you don't need connections to build a brand. You need to be able to care about somebody on the internet, and you need to be able to empower them, and you need to be able to build trust. That is what's going to make them want to buy from you. In short, you need to make them feel something. You need to make them feel anything. You need to make them feel happy, empowered, safe, educated. You just need to make them feel anything at all. Truly, make them feel one thing, game over. Because what happens a lot of times is that people are just putting out content, be like, ooh, check the box today, glad I posted. But people look at it, that's fine. They scroll and they scroll. The minute that you can capture somebody's attention and make them feel any emotion is the minute you caught their attention. And the minute you catch their attention and the minute you give them education, empowerment, entertainment, now we're creating a brand. So now that we've created, now remember, we're creating a brand. Why? Because we're creating an experience. And how do we create experience? By making them feel something. And you're like, no, Jasmine, this is too simple. Okay. But you saw how in 2006, I started a blog with nothing and then was still able to grow a business. And then you saw like in 2008 and 2009, how I was using Facebook and Twitter to build one-to-one connections. I did not say create a viral video. I did not say like be the next TikTok celebrity. All I said was care about one person. And those one people are the people who change your business. Now, just in case you're like, I'm not quite sure, can I walk you through another lesson that I learned on social media? I understood the value of education. Now, the value of education, regardless of your business, I don't care if you're selling jewelry, if you're breeding bunnies, if you're a photographer, if you're a dog walker. Education online is going to be one of the quickest ways to build a brand. Now, I learned this lesson in 2010 when I built my YouTube channel. Now, again, I am not saying build a YouTube channel. I'm just talking to you about the lessons I learned along the way. Now, what you're looking at right here are some of the early videos that I created on YouTube. These are terrible videos I created on YouTube. I did not have a fancy camera. I didn't have a microphone. I didn't have lights and I didn't have a background. I literally just turned on a camera and started talking to it. For all intents and purposes, these YouTube videos should be disastrous. And what you're looking at is 58,000, 20,000, 13,000, all on short videos on YouTube, teaching people what I knew. So now, the YouTube channel has close to 70,000 subscribers on YouTube. Why? I'm just teaching people what I know. So the question I have for you is not go and create a YouTube channel. Although, if you can and you're great on camera and you want to teach people about how to style, if you want to teach people how to pair, if you want to teach people how to start a business and empower their lives through selling something that they really love, well, go right ahead. But what I'm saying is when it comes to creating a brand, right, an experience, when you make somebody feel something, just like Seth Godin said, education is such a powerful way to do it. So that's going to be my third branding tip. My third branding tip and takeaway would be to share educational content. Now, I don't care if you're creating content on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn or Pinterest or your blog. It doesn't matter. If you can create content that educates somebody, how to pack jewelry, how to clean jewelry, how to style jewelry, how to mix and match, how to layer jewelry. Anytime that you could teach somebody something, you're one step closer to really building a great brand. Now, I'm walking you through the different phases of different social media that was available to me at that time. Now, am I still on YouTube? Yes. Am I still on Facebook and Twitter? And do I still have a blog and I'm posting that? Yeah, I am. But as new social media platforms have come, I've decided, oh, let me start getting involved with them so I could see what is resonating with my audience. Now, in 2013, this is when I started understanding this platform, new thing called Instagram. But I'm not here to talk about Instagram specifically. Remember, I'm talking about building a brand. Now, I'm talking about building a brand and then using social media to help build that brand. Okay, so in 2013, what I started understanding was everything that I learned from blogging, from Twitter, from Facebook, from YouTube, writing captivating captions, driving engagement, creating videos. All of a sudden, this platform called Instagram blended all of those. On Instagram, I write captions. On Instagram, I share photos. On Instagram, I have one-to-one connection. I am responding and engaging. On Instagram, I can upload short videos, long videos, live videos. I was like, oh snap, this brand new social platform is going to empower me to build my brand for free, learning everything I had from previous social media platforms. Now, you think I'd start off Instagram like, oh, I'm amazing. No. This is a look at my early Instagram. Let me read this riveting caption. A late breakfast in Laguna. No comments. There's nothing to respond to. I didn't ask a question. I didn't share a story. I didn't get engagement. I didn't ask for anything. It was just like a statement. How would somebody respond to that? Another riveting caption. Rinse and repeat, life in Laguna Beach. And the photo is of my toes. How basic is this caption? How basic is this photo, right? It's like, oh, but here's the thing. So many things, when I search and I look at accounts for Park Lane, I'm noticing that a lot of people are making statements. I mean, statements that are better than what I wrote, but like, outfit of the day, happy to be on vacation, sandy hair, don't care. And I'm like, awesome. I love how you're, you know, styling your accessories with like your bathing suit and sarong, but like, I don't know how to engage with that. So I had to take a step back and be like, I know Instagram is working for a lot of business owners, but it's not working for me. What have I learned from all of these social platforms that I could apply to Instagram to help me build my brand? In 2014, about a year or so on the platform, I took a look at my Instagram account. Like, this is my Instagram account in 2014. You would not look at my Instagram account in 2014 and think at all that I was an internationally recognized photographer, that I was speaking on stages, that I had a multiple seven-figure business. You would never look at my Instagram account and think that. You just think like, oh, well, she likes her dog and she likes sipping wine. I was just on Instagram. I wasn't using Instagram to build my business. So I had to make a change. I had to ask myself, how could I combine everything I learned about building a brand on social media and then extend it to Instagram? Like, what did I learn from Facebook and Twitter and blogging and YouTube? Like, what was I actually learning there? Well, I learned that I needed to create experiences. I had to make somebody feel something. What else did I learn? I learned that I had to create one-to-one connections. I had to go and give comments. I had to go and give engagement. That when somebody sent me a DM, I actually had to respond like in a reasonable amount of time. When somebody left a comment, well, I had to make sure that I was leaving a comment in response. I also learned that when I shared education, it changed the way people perceived my brand. So if we're thinking about all of these things and we're putting together the pieces, and I was willing to do that, then my main objective was to do it again and again and again. I had to be consistent on Instagram. I had to take what I learned, put out content, fix the content. If nobody was engaging, I had to go and give engagement. I had to be unafraid to do things on Instagram that made me feel awkward and uncomfortable, like post stories or do a live video or conversation. I had to do things again and again and again. As of today, I have 444,000 followers on Instagram. And I say that not because I am interesting or witty or cute or rich or have a fabulous life. I actually work most days in sweatpants and t-shirts without makeup on. And people could look at my account and be like, how is that girl with that following? And if you were to take a look at every single one of my Instagram posts, I changed it from I'm in Laguna Beach enjoying to what can I do for your business? How can I educate? How can I empower? How can I entertain you? How does somebody consume a piece of my content on Instagram and then feel like, hey, I can get closer to the thing that I want? When my content cares more about my followers, instead cares about me, that's when I started building a brand. Now, what I learned from Instagram, I started extending over to LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, I have over 21,000 followers. On Pinterest, over 6,000 followers. Now, you might look at that and be like, only 6,000 followers on Pinterest. And I'm like, I understand that by creating micro pieces of content, however I can, I'm connecting with people in a new and different way and getting exposure for the brand. Now, I hopped on TikTok last year. Like, I just say, like, that was a pandemic decision. But, you know, in less than a year, over 70,000 followers on TikTok. I joined Clubhouse during 2020 and just started going in and teaching people what I knew. And it's grown to about 64,000 followers on Clubhouse. So I don't say these things to say, like, oh, I'm an influencer. I'm actually not. I call myself an entrepreneur with influence. I teach people how to grow their businesses online, not by being sexy, rich, or cool, but by caring about your followers and giving them the content that they really need and want. So the biggest branding takeaway that we can walk away from right now is, okay, take what you learn to your next social platform. Because right now, there's no doubt that when it comes to selling visuals, I mean, Instagram is just like killing it. I have no doubt that many people, if you're not on Instagram right now, you have this desire to get on Instagram because it's really moving the needle when it comes to social selling, specifically for visual, beautiful pieces. I got that. But there's a lot of people who are like, I just feel like I'm too late to the game on Instagram. I won't be able to use it. You know what? I'm actually going to encourage you to continue to create on Instagram, because whatever you learn on Instagram, you're going to take it to other platforms. Like, am I as active on Twitter as I was like back in 2010 as I am today? No, but I'm taking what I learned from Twitter and applying it, you know, to Instagram and whatever the next platform is. You will always learn something. Take what you learn and extend it as you build a brand elsewhere. Now, I do talk about like Facebook, LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Instagram. I'm talking about them, and I use as many as possible because they're free. Now, I understand that in the game of selling products online, you might not think that every social platform is made for you, and maybe it's not. But I, when it comes to building a brand, am thinking, how can I create content for platforms where people are, not where I want to be? So I don't know if I actually want to be on TikTok. Like, you know, like I don't wake up and you're like, you know what I need to do? A viral dance. I need to do a viral dance today. Like, I don't wake up and think that. But my goal as I build a brand is, how can I create content where people are, not where I want to be? Because a brand is about meeting people where they are and creating helpful content. Now, I get to this point and so many people are like, oh no, nope. This whole social media thing, like, I'm just overwhelmed. I have too much to do. Okay, let me just tell you that I have been around the block so extensively that I can predict, I'm a mind reader, the top three excuses why you don't want to build a brand on social media. Excuse number one. Well, you see, Jasmine, I have a small following. Like, I don't know if this is gonna work for me, you know? I've heard this so many times before. And I have to say that every professional, every leader, every top performer at Park Lane started off with nothing. Started off with a small following. So if you're sitting here trying to use an excuse, I have a small following, everybody started there. And the fact of the matter is that I could look at somebody in Park Lane, and you might say, but Jasmine, I only have 600 followers on Instagram. I could look at somebody, I could find somebody in Park Lane with less than 600 followers who's outperforming. It's your mind. It's you creating content for a small group of people who trust you and say, I want to buy from that person. We have people on the inside of Social Curator. I am a co-founder of Social Curator. My husband and I created a platform to help business owners grow their brand and market it on social media. So we have users in there who prove the otherwise. So there's Stephanie. She has less than 2,000 followers. And she is a mindful voice coach. Niche within a niche. And she's done collaborations with Lululemon, Yoga Journal, Anatomy Trains. Like, these are big, huge accounts doing collaborations with a small creator because her audience has been cultivated and they trust her. There's Jamie. She has less than 1,500 followers on Instagram, and she got a free 6-page magazine feature worth $10,000 and booking her dream clients. This is somebody with a small social following but has created so much value that there was this magazine who said, you're the person we want to collaborate and feature with. Huh. Less than 120 followers, 120. She's created a local connection and she's building collaborations. She is a farmer and she's like, how do I, in a small rural town as a farmer, use Instagram to create collaborations and grow my business? Well, there was a chef, a local chef, who saw and connected with her as a result of her putting out content. There's Leah. She has less than 2,300 followers. She quit her 9-to-5. She's working from home and she doubled her income. Now, She started, when she started Social Curator, she had zero followers. If you are watching this presentation, our conversation at Park Lane, and you're like, I have more than zero followers. You can build your followers with a strategy when you implement building a brand and caring about them. So my question to you right now, and you could leave it in the chat, because I want us to be open and have conversations about the reality. Who here, part of Park Lane, has less than 3,000 followers? You can just write yes, or you can write I do in the comments, because what I want us to do is to start realizing that there are so many people with a relatively smaller audience who are actually still doing powerful things at Park Lane. And so as you see these comments and as you see people talking and admitting, like, that's exactly where I am, you realize that you're not alone. And when you realize that you're not alone, you realize that however many followers you have should not stop you from making an impact in your life and then in your business, but it shouldn't stop you from making an impact in the world, because a group of people here at Park Lane can impact the people who are buying what it is you're selling. Now, when we get to this point, after Jasmine, excuse number one is I don't have very many followers. Excuse number two, Jasmine, I don't know what to post. And I get that. I understand that that struggle is real. I don't know what to post. Even though you have a litany of inventory and things you could be posting about, it feels overwhelming because I don't really know what to say. So what I like to do is let's take the pressure off. Oh, it has to be the most perfect post of all time for it to go on my feed. Let's take the pressure off, because there's no such thing as perfect. There is no such thing as a perfect Park Lane post. In fact, you could post something that just for some reason got 10,000 likes and 20 million comments. And I'm like, wow, that, you know, Stephanie did that post. I want to copy Stephanie's post. And I'm going to do it, but in my own way. And then I get like 2 likes and no comments. It's not that my post was worse or stupid or dumb or didn't resonate. It's simply that Stephanie's followers were connecting with her in an entirely different way. She did what she needed to do to build those conversations and trust along the way. So if you're sitting here and you feel paralyzed, like, I don't know what to post, I'm going to suggest to test your ideas in advance. So what does this mean? Well, the number one way I test to see if an idea was actually going to work on, like, posting out, I love testing on Instagram stories or Facebook stories or LinkedIn stories, wherever your platform is, wherever you like to create content. If they have stories, post it in stories, because stories disappear after 24 hours. Like, you don't feel connected. Like, they don't have to be like perfect. So what I like to do is I like to test ideas. And then once I know what people are responding to, what they're engaging with, I'm like, oh, this is something that could be a video, or it could be a post, something that could sit on my feed. So what I want to do is I'm going to show you a few examples. Now, what I did here was I was creating resources for business owners. It was around Halloween, and I wasn't sure, like, what's really going to resonate, like, what visuals are going to stop somebody in their tracks. So what you'll see are 3 different examples of stories that I tested. Now, all I did is I just used different filters, and I said, what filter is going to stop somebody? Is it going to be a cat filter? Is it going to be, like, I don't know, like a pirate filter? Is it not going to be a filter, but is it going to be GIFs that I can add? So what I did is every day, like, after one expired in 24 hours, I tested it, and then I tested it. And you could actually see which one people were responding to. And I was like, oh, this is going to be the one. This is going to be the thing that I should be adding and incorporating into my posts and into my feed, because people responded the most to this. How nice would it be for you to feel confident? Like, so for instance, if you are trying to decide really what necklace you want to highlight on your feed, what if you were on Instagram stories to put 2 necklaces next to each other and then create like a poll? Which one do you like more? So that leads me to my next point, because testing gives you powerful insights into what your followers find interesting. Now, you might just love this, you know, one of the necklaces that I saw, it was like a gold necklace, and then it had like a little paw print with like stones or like rhinestones, something in the middle, is like a little paw. And you might think that that paw necklace is just like killing the game, and you might love it. And then you might have this necklace and do a test between them. And you could guess, man, that paw necklace, I'm going to get so many orders for it. And then you put it out on stories, and the necklace that people find like really resonating is like this one. Oh, well, stories empowered you to know what your audience finds interesting. Now, you might be wondering, how do I find out what people find interesting? Well, I love engagement tools. Now, I don't know if Instagram actually calls these engagement tools, you know, because these tools exist on platforms in their own variety, like on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram. These are tools that the platform is making super easy for you to add to the story to get instant feedback. You could do a quiz, like, can you guess which one? Like, imagine, like, do you see on the furthest left point, like you'll see like, guess my favorite business tools. That's something I might use. But you might have 3 sets of earrings, right? And you take a picture and then you can use that and be like, can you guess my favorite earring? Oh, what if you had 2 necklaces next to each other, just like the example I just mentioned, and you could put like a yes or no or a this or that. You could change it. Like, do you like the paw necklace or do you like the gold circular necklace? And then have people vote. What if you just had a slider and says, would you like to see how I transform my layering necklaces from the office into happy hour, right? And people could say like, slide it, like, yeah, they really want to see that. So I like to incorporate engagement tools, not only because it makes it easy for your followers to talk back to you, but every time they use one of these engagement tools, what happens is that it's indicating to the algorithm that these people are interested in your stories. And when people are interested in your stories, like they're voting and they're engaging, any type of engagement, it indicates to the algorithm that the next time that person is in the app, there's a higher likelihood of them seeing your stories or them seeing your posts. So you are going to get this story set as part of watching this. The amazing folks at Park Lane said, Jasmine, could you make this so easy for our team to be talking about what it is that we're doing? And to which I replied, yes. Okay, so these are 3 slides that you could use. Now, you don't have to use these exactly. You could 100% amend them and make them your own. But like, if you wanted to use this template, here's an engagement driver. Do you know I have a Park Lane business? And your followers can vote yes or no. And then the next slide is, today I'm attending the @, and then you could shout out Park Lane, Virtual Sparkle Fashion Week, and learning from @ Jasmine Starr. Now, what you're gonna have to do is make sure that you're adding the @ mention. But here, this template is prompting you to tag these people so that Park Lane or myself can repurpose these stories and get that social conversation going. And then the last slide with an engagement driver is, what questions do you have about my business? And that's where you can use that engagement driver tool to add that so people can put their questions there. This is a great opportunity to get direct messages and continue the conversation there on whatever social platform you choose. Now let's get into excuse number 3. Jasmine, I just don't have time to post. If you feel like you do not have time to post, well, let's get to this conversation. A mindset shift to focus on understanding that when you care more about creating value for your followers, you stop making excuses. The thing that I have learned both personally and also at the same time of coaching more than 25,000 business owners in Social Curator is that when we say we have a lack of time, it might be a reality, but it also becomes a very easy excuse. When we focus on like, what kind of post can I create for somebody to make their lives interesting, valuable? What can I do to create a personal connection? Because the thing that I understand about even just this presentation, and it's the same thing that I understand about social media, is that it's not about me. Like, this presentation, it's not about me. It's not whether you think I'm nice or funny or kind or interesting or educational. It's not. It's about, what are you learning to make your business better? That's truly what you care about. I know that. Now, if I know that about you, I'm going to tell you that your followers, they care about you. Like, yeah, they like you, but what they really care about is them. So what kind of content could you create about them? Now, I also understand that because you're watching this class, it truly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it proves your commitment to your business, right? Like, we're having a 45-minute conversation here, not including Q&A. We're having a 45-minute conversation here. Do I know what you could be doing in 45 minutes? My goodness, you could be doing 1,000 different things, but you say, I'm gonna take this time right now, this very minute, for this day to watch these classes. Awesome. Now, in order for you to build your Park Lane business, the thing that I need you to understand is you have to create an experience. Now, I'm going to say it again for the people in the back. In order for you to build a brand, you have to create an experience. Now, I walked you through how I created experiences: blogging, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Clubhouse, TikTok. I'm making somebody feel something, and it doesn't cost money, but it takes time. So if you know that time is very valuable to you and it's valuable to your followers, the thing you want to ask yourself is every time that you're going to post on, let's say, Instagram, you have to ask yourself, how does this make my dream customer feel? Because I understand that at Park Lane, not everybody is selling to the same person, right? Not everybody here is selling to a 27-year-old with 3 kids who lives in Minnesota. I get that. So if we're not all selling to the same person, our content needs to speak to our dream customer. Because the way that you're speaking to somebody who's 27, who lives in Minnesota, and who has 2 kids and is a stay-at-home mom is so different than how you speak to the woman who's 45, an executive, you know, who's like an empty nester, her kids are just going away to college. The way that you speak to those two different women is so entirely different that the content you produce, your posts, your videos, your stories should reflect who you're speaking to. And when you put it out, you should ask yourself, how is it making my dream customer feel? So if you're sitting here and you're like, but Jasmine, I still don't know how to make them feel anything. Great, let's do an exercise. But this exercise is gonna take work from you. Now, when you do the work, it transforms the post that you're creating. But 3 questions that will help transform the post you're creating. Number one, what problem do you solve? Now, I'm gonna get them and I'm gonna break this down in a second, but these are all for your notes. What problem do you solve? Number two, what do you help people achieve? Like, what do they get? Now, you might be sitting here and being like, Jasmine, we're talking about jewelry. We're not saving the world. Oh, okay. But let me just tell you, there are people who are using Park Lane to help their customers achieve something. If you're not, you're going to be behind the curve. Question number 3, what fears do you diminish? So let's break these down one by one. An example for a Park Lane stylist, like what your brand does, is I help people look and feel their best by helping them find jewelry they love and feel confident in. You could just say, I'm selling earrings. But are you? Because there's hundreds of thousands of people who are doing the same thing. What do you do that's different? You help people look and feel amazing. You help them feel confident. Wow, you're not selling earrings. What are you selling? Confidence. How are all of your social posts talking about confidence? Wearing the earrings, wearing the power earrings as they enter a boardroom, wearing a necklace that means or represents something about their kid's first day of kindergarten. Whatever it is, you're gonna be creating content. Now, on the flip side, I'm gonna talk to you about our brand message for Social Curator. We help equip and empower entrepreneurs to market and brand their businesses without losing their time and sanity. We come back to this again and again. Every time we are posting social content on behalf of the business, we want to empower them, save them time, and make them feel confident without losing their sanity. The next slide is asking yourself 3 questions. Who are you attracting? Number 2, how do you want your audience to feel? And number 3, what impression do you want associated with your brand? I gave you 3 questions before to help you get a way for you to talk about your business. Here are 3 more questions, and all I'm doing, friends, all I'm doing is I am not giving you the answer, because the answer doesn't exist in the same way for everybody here. The answer depends on the work that you are doing for your specific customer. So who are you attracting? How do you want your audience to feel? And what impression do you want associated with your brand? Now, I understand that the way that you talk about your brand, it's gonna change over time. Like right now, maybe you are targeting the 27-year-old mom of 2 in Minnesota. And then maybe next year you realize, wow, you've been creating this really riveting content on LinkedIn and your audience has just really grown there, and like you're building out a following, and you realize they're gonna be, that, you know, you're gonna be targeting more executives, people who might be a little bit older. That's no problem. Your brand words will change as your business evolves, but I just want you always thinking about, who am I speaking to and how do I want them to feel? So perhaps for a Park Lane stylist, maybe you're, once you think about like the words that you want to associate with your brand, Maybe you want people to describe how you sell. You're very focused on femininity. You want them to feel like designer, like they have pieces that were designed and tailored for them, and you want your customers to feel like elegant. Now, just choosing three words is so powerful because you can repeat these words as you're creating your social content. You can create videos on how to feel elegant in an otherwise unelegant space. Like, imagine creating a video from your car. Like, this just came to me. Creating a video in your car, it's just like, how to feel elegant in the carpool pickup line. And you could just simply say, like, it's early in the morning and I don't always feel my best, but I have my coffee, I'm gonna be doing some drop off and pick up, and I just decided to put on some statement earrings. I put my hair in a bun, some statement earrings, so that I feel a level of elegance. You could be creating content to make people feel how you think they want to feel and how you want them to be associated. Now, to practice what we preach, an example for Social Curator, what we go back again and again is we want to create content that is inspirational, that is filled with possibilities, that we're giving people so many different ways. They're like, wow, I never saw it that way. It is possible for me to get the results that I want. And consistency. We want to make sure that when people are looking at Social Curator content, they know without a shadow of a doubt, we will show up every single day. Because if we are teaching people this content, we must do the thing that we are teaching. So when you understand what your brand does and focus on what you stand for, you can create experiences, AKA make somebody feel something around that message on Instagram. When you understand what your brand does and you focus on what it stands for, you can create experiences around that message on Instagram. So, what could you do to extend these experiences on Instagram? What could you do to create personal connections, one-to-one amazingness? What could you do to see your followers? Well, an easy example is when a customer sends photos of their jewelry, post it on your feed. Here's an example. My hairstylist, if I post a photo of myself on Instagram, she will like screen grab or she'll share that photo to her feed and just say like, hey, I am Jasmine's hairstylist and this is her look for today. If you had somebody and they sent you like a selfie, they're like, oh, I'm wearing this necklace. Text them back, email them back, send a message, say, can I share this photo on social? With their permission, you're creating and curating content from your customers and putting them highlighting. And I have to tell you that when you highlight your followers, it teaches your other followers that this is how you want to receive photos from them too. They will create content for you when you start curating and showcasing how the pieces you're providing are being worn and implemented in their lives. So how, like, let's say an example for Social Curator. We want to make sure that the content that we're sharing is content-driven social posts and videos and tutorials and a sneak peek into what we do together as a community. So sure, we're creating educational pieces of content, but what you will see is highlighting our members, repurposing content. If they're posting us in stories, we wanna make sure that we're driving our community, we're driving proof, we're driving sales, we're driving ideology, we're driving top of mindness all on social. So now what I'm gonna do is we're gonna tie this all together. We're gonna round this on out. Our objective at Park Lane, as you are growing your business and loving what you do, is to build a brand. That is our objective. Now, how do you build a brand? We create experiences, we create content, we build authentic connections, we share education, and we remain consistent. Now, it's that last part, friends. It's the last part that drives so many people crazy. How can I be consistent? And that is exactly why I come to events like this. This is why Park Lane is so high as a value for me. It's like, listen, I want you to use Park Lane as the platform to change your life by teaching you how to grow a business. But I want to be in the background teaching people how to be consistent, how to contextualize what it is they're doing and how to build a business. So, what's next? If you're sitting here and being like, Instagram is where I want to be, but I feel like I'm not growing fast enough, well, what if we just threw out a few different ideas? Like, if you're looking for quick growth, now, maybe you're not looking for quick growth. Maybe you're looking for quick sales. If you're looking for quick sales, then everything we're doing on Instagram, continue doing that and more. But if you really just want to grow a social platform, where I see the future is going to be Clubhouse, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Now, you might be saying, Jasmine, Clubhouse is audio only. Like, how does that do? Well, maybe you go on Clubhouse and you teach people how to sell on social. maybe you go on Clubhouse and you just gather a few like other people from Park Lane and say, let's have a conversation about what's working in your market. What if you just create conversations on Clubhouse and then you position yourself as an authority and get attention from other people who might want to buy from you? TikTok, I know TikTok will make so many people cringe, but honestly, I could see TikToks highlighting jewelry, pointing to new things, doing style tutorials, all less than 30 or 60 seconds on TikTok. And LinkedIn. I do think that LinkedIn, you could have education teaching professionals how to style, how to look professional in the boardroom, how to buy a statement earring. There's a lot of opportunities. You just got to be a little bit more creative. So why do I suggest these? I mean, Instagram, listen, Instagram right now is the place. But why not start testing? Because these other social platforms are land grabs. There's so much attention for people who want very tailored content. If you have the time, it would make a lot of sense and have a lot of fun to start creating. So those are the three platforms that are the newest additions to a business owner's social media arsenals. Now, what I learned from all those social platforms is what I implemented on Instagram. I wonder, can you do the same? So these platforms, they're not overused. They're really not expensive to run your ads on, but they're also not old enough to be like bored with them. But we focus on a lot of things, right? We focus on like what's trendy, what's exciting, what's new features. If you're just saying, Jasmine, I have no bandwidth for it, no problem, no problem. But if you're not exploring on other platforms, you gotta get really serious about the platform you are on. So that leads us to the final question is, what platform is your ideal client hanging out online? Like you might say, but Jasmine, everyone's getting so much success on Instagram. Great, but if your dream customer is on Facebook, create content on Facebook. Like truly, that's where we want to be. So we want to keep your eyes peeled on continuing to build a brand where your audience is. You can absolutely kill it on Pinterest by building out your team and selling products. If Pinterest is like you are creating content that is educational and pin worthy, rock on. There's no rules when it comes to social. So building a brand is how you succeed despite the odds stacked against you. I started this conversation saying that I didn't have an education, that my parents are immigrants, that I didn't have any money, I had never started a business. I never knew a single person who started a business, right? And I didn't have money, and I didn't have resources. But I built experiences, and I realized that those experiences didn't cost me money. They cost me time. Time speaking to one person, and one person, and one person. And that one person told another person. And this other person told another person. And this other person told another person. And all of a sudden, this web of me meeting and chatting with one on one on one, it became a game changer. So if you haven't already, this is my reminder to please download your free resources at jasminestar.com/Park Lane resources. These are gonna give you ways, easy ways for you to decide to show up and be consistent. It would mean the world to me to connect on Instagram. Yes, I respond to direct messages. Yes, I know that Park Lane is going to show up and represent. It is not our first time together, and I hope it is not our last. Why? Because this is a powerful group of people who look at difficult situations, who look at mountains to climb, who look at things as not being for them, and yet they push through. Park Lane is filled with brilliant and resilient and determined people who not just want to build an amazing business, but they also want to build a life they love. Friends, it is an honor and it is a privilege to stay connected. I look forward to hearing from you soon, and I wish you all the best as you stay consistent and you post as you build a brand. There you have it. For more tips on how to build a brand and market it on social media, download my free Instagram branding bundle. I love this bundle because it contains three of my most downloaded guides all in one place. Y'all, you're getting three massive resources in one download link. It's the five things that should be in every business owner's bio. You're going to get 10 lifestyle photos, 10 caption templates, 3 Instagram story sets, and a step-by-step guide on how to use them for your business. And boom, but wait, there's more. You're also going to get a guide on 3 ways to take better photos for Instagram. Friend, I am telling you, these are jam-packed guides. You're also going to be getting video tutorials. I mean, you're going to be like
How am I getting all of this for free? To which I'll reply, heck yes, I am like your Latina grandmother. If you don't have a Latina grandmother, let me tell you how you roll when you go to Abuela's house, is you do not leave without two plastic grocery bags full of stuff, like full of stuff. You're like, grandma, I really don't need this leftover egg McMuffin. But she says, no, you need to eat more. You're not big enough. Like, so every time I put out a resource, I'm like, does it pass the Abuelita test? If it does, you're going to love it. To download the bundle, you can simply head to jasminestar.com/branding. I can't wait to see how you create a recognizable brand. I'll see you in line soon.